This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming the Dusty One, Indiana Honeline, the Chapeau, the Bag of Tricks, the Bullwhip. And we go immediately to the story of the Pool of Siloam and a discovery that is both in the Bible, Chronicles, and in 21st century to be recovered by Israel in the success of the City of David excavation. Indiana, a very good evening to you. We have a quote from the Bible, 2 Chronicles 32:20. How is this quote now applying to an archaeological discovery? Good evening to you.
Good evening. This is actually a remarkable development because this inscription, it's called the Siloam inscription, is from the biblical account in the Book of Kings and, as you mentioned, in Chronicles. And in it, they describe the building of the water tunnel in Jerusalem in King Hezekiah's time, 2,700 years ago. And they talk about how the two sides met. They describe in Paleo-Hebrew on the wall that was at the midpoint of the tunnel. And this inscription was taken during the Ottoman period back to Turkey, and a copy was then put in that place in the tunnels, which visitors see now. And it describes how the flow, how the excavators working from both sides simultaneously heard each other's voices and cut through the last bit of rock. For many years, Israel's tried to recover it. The Turks refused. Now, as a result of President Herzog's visit, they're doing an exchange where they will get an ancient Ottoman candelabra and other things. And in return, they are returning this inscription to the rightful place in Jerusalem.
The inscription is transporting. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper spring of the waters of Gihon and brought them straight down on the west side of the City of David, and Hezekiah prospered in all his work. That's 2 Chronicles 32:20, now played out in a discovery of an inscription.
By the way, there is a second inscription, John, that the temple warning inscription, which told that was on the outside of the second temple, and it cautioned pagan visitors not to proceed further as it was a Jewish holy site, but the Turks would not return that one yet.
Now, this is the first millennium BCE. We're going now to the third millennium BCE. This is wonderful. We're traveling to ancient Egypt. This is the Old Kingdom, 2700 BCE to 2200 BCE, and what is called the first intermediate era, because the tombs of Egypt are said to be the wonders of the world, but they found more of them. What have you found, Indiana?
Well, we found some very exciting places in Saqqara. They date back four millennium, as you said, and they were used for senior officials in ancient Egypt. These were painted. They were just discovered. The excavations only started in September, and they so far have already found these ancient tombs and at a pharaonic necropolis just outside the capital of Cairo. And as you said, they go from 2700 BC to 2200 BC. And according to the experts, they were for senior officials, including regional rulers and palace supervisors, and that they believe there are many more. This is a sprawling necropolis at Egypt's ancient capital of Memphis. And, you know, the Giza pyramids are there and smaller ones. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and very exciting about what other possibilities. This is near the Step Pyramid for those who have visited the area. And it's, I think, 15 miles southwest of Cairo. So they're decorated with hieroglyphic inscriptions and images of sacred animals and afterlife items used by ancient Egyptians.
Yes, I'm looking at photographs of some of the inscriptions. They're in color, as if they were done last night, painted on the walls, very elaborate, very neat. And these are astonishing.
And intricate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and because it's all underground, it gets preserved, and it's in a dry area. So they are able to preserve them, and the excavations haven't stopped. I mean, they're continuing. So
right, there's more to discover. Saqqara is spelled S-A-Q-Q-A-R-A, a new wonder of Egypt. Indiana Honeline, the Bag of Tricks, out for more. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.